And the guy was like, but I'm a closer. I said, no, you're not a closer. You're a price matcher. You're a discounter. And your numbers prove it. And you can't close a deal with me in a room with me being difficult. You're not going to close a deal with a difficult buyer.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha from the North Shore of Oahu. Today is a fantastic day. I'm sitting 20 feet from the ocean. It's a little bit breezy. You might hear some wind in the background. You might hear some waves in the background. You can't see the giant sea turtles that are not too far from me, like 4 feet round. I'm underneath a helicopter flight path, so occasionally you might hear a helicopter or an airplane. And this is a popular spot for people to bring tourists to come look at the giant sea turtles, so you might hear people walking behind me. With that being said, welcome to the show. Today, I want to talk to you about the real problem hiring salespeople. And a lot of problems in the world of sales are created by the way that salespeople are hired. And there's a couple of things that I want to go over with you to help set this up. First and foremost, a lot of people believe in old school sales strategies, and they might have done well for themselves in sales, and they might have been really good, but they're not good at finding talent to replicate what needs to be done. They had the ability to sell, and a lot of times companies will take somebody who was really good at sales and they'll put them in a management position without any type of training. So what they'll do is they will bring people in and they will interview them, and the interview goes typically something like this: tell me about yourself, tell me why you want to be a salesperson. And what they look for is the ability to build rapport. And their ability to build rapport is good. I'm not knocking it, but it can only take you so far. It's one of the pillars in the sales game. And a lot of times sales managers will look at it as the only pillar. And what will happen is they'll bring people in and they'll go, oh, this guy is a pleasant person and he's a people pleaser. Well, you know, that's a good thing. That's cool. But there's an inherent problem with people pleasers, and that is that they please people, right? It's a conundrum in itself. People pleasers typically don't go after the sale. Typically for a people pleaser, they're not gonna give any type of pushback on an objection. People pleasers typically are not good at negotiation because they don't want to make the person feel bad. People pleasers typically sell jobs and sell products that they shouldn't because they want to close the deal and they want to make everybody in the office happy. And people pleasers typically, and this is a huge problem, will discount or price match jobs that they should have never sold. Okay, so you're like, hey Scott, why is that a problem? Well, let me tell you. So I can pretty much guarantee you there's been a point in your sales career where you have seen the proposal or you've seen the numbers from somebody who's selling a similar project, widget or gizmo as you, and let's just peg your number at 20 grand. And that's industry standard, somewhere around 20,000, 19,000, 20, 21,000. And you see a proposal, you see a write-up, you see a bid, you see something for 13 grand, and you're like, what in the world is this company thinking? That's not normal for them. Well, what happened was a people-pleasing salesperson went out to that call and couldn't sell their way out of a wet paper bag. They could build rapport. They could be friendly. They could talk to the person. They could take the objection, I'll call you back, and I'll follow up later. So what they do is they peg their sell on price. And almost every salesperson that I've dealt with that is a people-pleaser is a price salesperson. I'm not saying every single one of them. I can't give you an absolute, but I'm going to say most of the time, and this is why it's a problem for sales. You got somebody who's a sales manager who hasn't been trained in figuring out why a salesperson should or should not be hired, and they hire the wrong guy or they hire the wrong girl. Now, I want to give you some traits of top salespeople and the people that I've worked with. One, they're good looking. Get over it. Right? People want to deal with good-looking people. You go to the restaurant, and I'm going to talk about vanity here for a minute. You don't want the not good-looking person. Like, in your mind, you're like, give me the good-looking person. You want to be waited on by a good-looking person. And you're like, Scott, that's crazy. I've talked to a lot of people about this. I'm not saying everybody. This is not an absolute. but good-looking people have it a lot easier in life. It's just it is a fact, proven by science, not proven by Scott, proven by science. Okay, good salespeople are typically funny, and they can take a tense situation and they can milk it for all it's worth, and they can be funny about it. And then third on this list is good salespeople are social rejects, and I know of a guy who is very good at what he does, and he just says what he's thinking, like no problem, no worries, no matter how crazy it is. He's a social reject. He doesn't read social cues, and because he doesn't read social cues, he closes deals. He's funny, and he's a social reject. So this usually goes, you know, one to one. So usually you can have somebody who's good looking and funny, they're going to close some deals. You can have somebody who's good looking and a social reject, they're going to close deals. You can have somebody who's funny and a social reject, they're going to close deals. These are the three things to look for when hiring a salesperson. And social rejects are something that people, they're a little bit off. They're unusual to deal with. There's been plenty of salespeople that I worked with early on in my career, and I met them. I'm like, this guy is weird, but oh my goodness, that dude could close deals. Or this guy's funny and he's socially awkward, and I don't know how he's bringing deals back, but he's bringing them back because they say the things that need to be said. And so here is the real problem that happens. In the world of sales, 80% roughly of salespeople should not be in the world of sales. They're the people pleasers. They're the person that somebody said, oh, you know what? You're a really nice person. You got a good personality. You should be in sales. Or they've got a significant other or a relative that forces them into the position of being in sales. And so what happens is you have 80% of salespeople who shouldn't be in sales, and they're out there destroying the profit for the guys or for the girls who could actually be cleaning up and mopping stuff up. So when you look at the studies where they talk about why people bought, historically, the reason that people bought on price is number 4 or 5. And it's not number 1. There's usually other factors, but people pleasers, because they want to make people happy, they think that everybody's shopping on price. And so what happens is you go and you run a sales call, and a people pleaser came in, and they were the first person to talk to the buyer. And they talk to the buyer, and the job should have been 20 grand, and they peg it at 13. And then people pleaser number 2 comes in, and they talk to the buyer and talk to the person about the job, and they sell the job at 15, and then you come in at 24 or 25 because you work for a really good company and they believe in margins, and the people get upset. They're like, well, people pleaser 1 and people pleaser 2 came out here and they said that the job would be $13,000 and $14,000. You guys are way out of range. Well, it's not that you're way out of range. It's that they sent the wrong salesperson to the job, and it creates confusion on the part of the buyer. And if companies were really smart, they would hire really good salespeople. But there's a hidden problem. Salespeople are used to selling things. And so really good salespeople are used to getting office staff to do their job. And office staff typically complain about really good salespeople for a couple of reasons. Really good salespeople make a lot of money. Really good salespeople are used to talking people into doing things that they don't want to do. So really good looking, really funny, really socially awkward sales guy goes into an office and goes to somebody who's making, let's say, 15 to 20 bucks an hour, and talks them into doing their paperwork. Well, then the manager gets mad. He's like, why do you have that person doing your paperwork? And the sales guy's like, because it's my job to talk people into doing stuff for me. And then what ends up happening is that person who's in the office, who's a people pleaser themselves, come back and they complain to the office or sales manager, and they say, hey, the sales guy's a really mean dude. He came and made me do all of his paperwork. Salespeople who are good sell ideas. Salespeople who are people pleasers don't close ideas. And so there's usually disparity. So this is the way that it works. In any sales team, you got 10 people. One person is the top dog. They're going to close 70, 80% of the calls, or the people that walk into an office or that they work with for sales. The next guy is going to be like a 60% closer. The next 4 are going to be like 40% closers. And then the next 4 people out of that, they're going to be the bottom of the barrel. They're going to close somewhere around 20-25%, and that's as high as they're ever going to get. But to perpetuate the situation, the sales manager goes and they bring people in to hire, and they bring in people pleasers. And so consistently, the top 6 people inside of the organization, you know, the 2 high closers and the 4 mid closers, get frustrated because every time that there's a sales meeting, they got to start from the beginning and bring these people in, and they got to bring them into the preschool conversation, and they're not very good at what they do, and there's constant churn. So if you want to know why there's constant churn in the world of sales, it's because sales managers hire the wrong people and they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to ask the right questions. They don't know how to give pushback in a presentation or in a sales interview. And I can think back of a time where I interviewed a guy for a sales job and he was on the verge of tears crying. And he's like, I don't get it. Why are you being so mean to me? And I said, if I bring you in and I build rapport with you, you could do that anywhere. If I bring you in and I'm tough on you, like you're going to have with buyers, then I know what are you going to do out in the field? Because if you can't hack it here in this interview, you are not ever going to hack it in the world of sales. You're going to fall apart. And you proved my point. And the guy was like, but I'm a closer. I said, no, you're not a closer. You're a price matcher. You're a discounter. And your numbers prove it. And you can't close a deal with me in a room with me being difficult. You're not going to close the deal with a difficult buyer. So the huge problems in sales is all about hiring and hiring the wrong person. If you hire the wrong person in sales, it will ruin your sales team. If you hire the wrong people in sales, it will drag your salespeople down. Thanks for checking out this episode of the How to Sell Show. You can join the party at howtosell.live to get the show notes, links, updates on new episodes, recordings of previous episodes, articles, as well as videos. You may not know this sales secret, but sharing this episode with a friend will bring you good luck. See you soon. Mahalo.